Yeah, let's go over this way.
All right, Cameron. Solid fifth place finish today. Kept the car in one piece. That's some kind of a victory for you.
Yeah, that's exactly the truth, too. You know, bringing this car back in one piece. We got a two-week break. You know, we got the car fixed again, and it didn't run too bad. I don't think we're all that great, but I don't think anybody was really too great tonight, so I'm not going to really let that bother me too much. We got some fine-tuning to do on the car now. You know, we got a long break here to do it, 2 weeks.
Not much passing out there. Do you attribute that to the hot weather and the fact that whenever it seems like the modifieds run here, you guys have a hard time passing afterward?
Yeah, it seems our tires seem to track their rubber a little bit. And like, you know what I mean? We're cleaning our tires off as you go through the corners. I don't know if you can see it from where you guys sit, but where I'm sitting, you know, there's rubber flying everywhere. And I tell you what, the Speedy Drive, when they lay that stuff down thick as they did today, you know, it makes it really hard for passing coming out of the corner like that.
Who do you have to thank for all the work that you guys put into your car to get it back together?
I have to thank Dan Denny, chassis builder, Denise Merrill for giving me the ride. Obviously, she pays the bills on it. Mike Knoop, he's back with us this year after having a half season off. My brother Fran, my brother Tommy, my wife, John and Tessera, my teammates. Mike Bondi's helped me. Just everybody is a part of the team, if I forgot anybody. But it just seems like everybody's so tight down there, and we all work hard with each other. And it's paying off, and it's showing, because we brought a bad race car back a couple times, you know. And we keep bringing it back to the track, so that's why I thank them guys for that.